Dear messengers, now that the handbook is complete, it's time that we turn the intention of the flow of the information towards the next phase to follow. As the momentum begins to grow, not so much at the actual manifestation level, as within the intentions to participate, the idea dawns that a crisis point exists. Our pebble in the pond of matched consciousness, that no doubt seems ever so tiny to you, is indeed powerful. The shift in perception is the most important beginning point possible. This bypasses the negative emotions of anger and the desire to retaliate. Your Bible states, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." This is total untruth. But it does contain the advice to leave the law of attraction to its natural action. Your misunderstood karmic law, as quoted when there is the desire for someone to get their just due, is indeed a distorted reference to the law of attraction. When quoting it in judgment, it applies in that instant also. Judge not, lest you be judged. The law of allowance would be wisely used instead, as in, I am a human becoming, help me become. Or, they are humans becoming, help them to become. Or, he or she is a human becoming, help he or she to become. Indeed, this prayer for others is sharing the gift of grace and is allowance indeed. This introduces the next level in the shift of human consciousness, beyond self to include others through allowance, thereby transcending the need to control. It is important when working within the focus intended to be inclusive of the mass consciousness of the entire planet to forego the desire to quote rules and regulations. These do not sell well, especially with the diversity of understandings within the consciousness of 6 billion beings. Back to the basic of basics, in simple language that is translatable with as little distortion as possible, is most logical. KISS is indeed the rule. Acronyms are interesting shortcuts to recognition. Perhaps we could invent AIAB for attraction, intention, allowance, and balance, or FSTF for the first, second, third, and fourth. In order to cross language, culture, and religious barriers, simple applications must teach the basic laws without formalities. They must be practically applicable in all life situations and bring forth the desired shift in perspective that translates into changes of attitudes and consciousness. It is possible to do this with a few simple words that include AIAB. This seems paradoxical in a world of overwhelming numbers of communications literally moving faster than the speed of light. Of course, overwhelming is the key. The paradox includes the haves, who long for greater simplicity, and the have-nots, who long for greater complexity. The inner void remains at all points on the scale of human experience on this planet, except for those who are now aware of the creation of the new paradigm. It is the first instinct, when encountering these messages, for individuals to want to rush to the mission, before study and contemplation brings forth the necessary, fundamental, basic changes in consciousness that allows for synchronistic encounters with people and information to bring into their awareness what their part is. For multitudes, the change in perspective and attitude through the use of the simple prayer is all that is required. These will reap the miracles of a richer life experience. In the midst of chaos, to their focus on the intent within the wave of new consciousness, spreading the message of the word, and applying the basics in their daily lives is the most important mission of all. If applying these is not done at the fundamental levels of human experience, then all the messages are to no avail whatever. These are the ripples. What good are the pebbles if the pond remains static? The victim consciousness must be transcended so that humanity can take back its power. When you share the gift of this information, you must be able to supply feedback to those who receive these messages and reply in a reactive mode. The pent-up desire for change is released, and direction needs to be given to those who rush to you for guidance. Personal responsibility is another way of saying, take your power and use it with intentional focus to bring balance. The balanced state of experience is necessary to be functioning part of the ground team. Rereading, studying, contemplating, and applying what is within the messages through personal experience will prove the validity of the information and bring forth balance within chaos. The ground team has space for those who are awake, aware, committed, focused, and balanced. This brings forth the ability to act rather than react. If it is not yet time for individuals to act, then encourage them to continue to study, share the message, and be within the rippling effect while they wait patiently. This is the space you must occupy to be functional and ready, is putting oil in your lamp so that it may be lit in the moment of opportunity. So, become this consciousness.